Good morning and welcome to Plugged Into Long Island. I'm Donna Donna and my guests in the studio today, there's a big bunch and they're all crowded around a couple of microphones that we have, are from SMILE, which stands for Support My Independent Life. And Barbara McNamara, what is your position at SMILE?
I'm the director.
And what does Support My Independent Life mean?
Support My Independent Life is an organization who supports people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. In the state of New York, having such a status allows you eligibility for certain kinds of services. The service that we support is that of self-direction. Self-direction is a Medicaid service offered through the state office of OPWDD, Office for Persons with Developmental Disabilities. In order to receive self-direction, you need a broker. So SMILE, Support My Independent Life, is a brokered organization.
What does that mean? A broker is an advocate to line up services for you?
Yes, it's an interesting term because you think of a broker as organizing or selling things. So yes, an advocate would be a wonderful way to describe what we're doing. We're connecting the individuals to the program, its philosophy, and one of its pillars is person-centered planning. And we begin all of our relationships in that way, from which point we then build a plan, a life plan, where there's valued outcomes. And then we determine what supports and services the individual needs so that those valued outcomes can be successful.
Define a self-directed life.
Oh, wow. Why don't we introduce the rest of the team? Because I think right here with us today, I have Nick Froelich, who is one of our self-directed individuals.
Nick, you want to say hello?
You could just say hi.
Nick, you practiced laughing really good. You want to say hello? Hi. Along with Nick is our two of his support team. So as we said, when we build valued outcomes, we want to have people in place to have those valued outcomes be successful. So Courtney Braun and Amber Walters are two of Nick's team. With us also is Nick's mom, Lisa. So what does it mean to live a self-directed life? Simply put, it gives a person the opportunity to live their best life. What were they put on this earth for? What are their passions? What do they want to accomplish?
Well, you know, I was looking through Nick's biography here in the materials that you sent over, and you have a lot of passions, Nick. There's a lot of things that you really enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what a few of those things are?
Me help?
Sure, we can help you read it. Do you want to read this, Nick?
I don't think you can read the whole thing.
So Amber and Courtney are in the studio with us. They are part of Nick's team. And as I have learned, we call them the dream team.
Early on, it came out one day at a meeting and it stuck.
This is Nick's mother speaking, Lisa. So Lisa, how many members are there on Nick's team?
There are four direct support professionals. There's a clinician who helps us in training and behavior issues if we needed them, and myself, the rest of Nick's family.
And SMILE director Barbara McNamara, of course.
Yeah, that's the dream team.
Okay. And Courtney and Amber, what are your titles?
We're technically called direct support professionals, or DSPs for short.
How do you become a DSP? What are your skills?
So in order to become a DSP, you just go through a hiring process, bluntly, but otherwise you get to meet people such as Barbara and the SMILE team who help coach you through that whole entire process and help you find families or anything, services that you may be able to provide for others. And we were kind of lucky with the way that we got hired was that Lisa came to us because we did go to school with Nick. So we knew Nick for a very long time.
Yep.
You went to high school with Nick?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's one of the wonderful things that we've learned through the years of supporting people. Degrees are important. School and education and understanding the world of disability definitely has a great place, but nothing can compare to matching personality, bringing people together that have similar interests. You can teach people what they need to know as far as dealing with different disabilities. You can't replicate that natural connection. And that gives it gives us the ability to do this. So
yeah.
As Courtney said, both Amber and Courtney were classmates of Nick's in high school, and they were great support to him there. So it was natural to bring them into this world.
So, and you went to Kings Park High School.
Yeah.
What year did you graduate, Nick?
In 2013.
2013?
Yep.
Okay, good.
We really did grow up together, even doing concerts in school, right, bud?
Yeah.
Oh,
when we were
awesome.
In chorus. Yeah. And we were brought back together through Lisa, actually through theater, that I was in a local performance and Nick came to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the first time we met, was when I was dressed as a pig, which is great. There we go. And then years later, when I was going to school at Suffolk, she's like, hey, I have this idea. Are you free? Do you want to work? And I was like, what are you talking about? What is this kind of thing? And she's like, I'll fill you all in on it. And that's how I became involved in the self-direction community.
Are you still in college or?
I graduated. When did I graduate? Last year?
Last year.
I graduated last year from Stony Brook. Yeah.
Okay. And you got your degree in?
Psychology.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's got to be a helpful degree to work in the field of supporting people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
It absolutely is helpful. But as Barbara said, that a lot of it is just building that natural connection and mm-hmm. just knowing, mm-hmm. as we would be together right now. I know your likes and your dislikes. I know what interests you. I know what things, if we're sitting down having a bad day, what to go and do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just making those natural supports and those natural ties that allows this to be such a, what's the correct
organic.
Word? Like, yeah, or your favorite word, organic. Organic, natural, but at the same time, like completely satisfying job is that there is no direct perfect day, which we've talked about plenty of times, that there is always learning opportunities there and everything, as there is for anyone,
mm-hmm.
but being able to not exactly follow a structure. It's just, this is life.
Yeah.
And let's live it together.
Got to take it as it comes.
It's been an incredible experience for me to watch DSPs, direct support professionals, grow into many different avenues. So many of the young people come to work with the individuals and change their career path based on their time spent. Others have gone on to other careers and have taken what they've learned. There's a young man who went on to be a New York City police officer and tells stories about people that he's met in his work as a police officer. And he admits that he has so much more of an understanding on his time spent as a direct support professional.
Sure. You have to learn how to be patient and accommodating.
Mm-hmm.
And
not assume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not assume something. You know, there's always a reason why something's happening. And, you know, he's given us that insight, gone out into the big world.
And is this the entirety of Nick's team? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Nick, we have a very close-knit dream team. Amber and Courtney spend the most time with Nick, but he has two other direct support professionals. Who are your other DSPs, Nick?
Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Steven. Steven also is a Kings Park High School graduate. Probably.
Wow, they got big hearts over there at Kings Park High School.
They
most certainly do.
And Tracy is a neighbor who has 30 years experience in daycare. One of the things I love about self-direction is that I was able to self-hire. And like Courtney mentioned, I looked for people that had similar interests to Nick and that already knew Nick. They all knew him prior to starting on his plan.
That's great.
Amber and Nick met at leadership club at the high school, where Courtney and Nick have the theater and the music passion going. Amber and Nick were more sports, and they go to the gym together. I mean, all of his DSPs will take him to the gym, but, you know, he has, like Barbara was saying, certain passions that match up with certain people.
And tell us what some of Nick's passions are.
Like you said, he has a lot of interests. He loves travel. He loves music, live concerts, live music of any kind, live theater.
Just like the rest of us, Nick.
Mm-hmm. live theater.
Good cover bands.
Yes.
I saw Nick, yoga and horseback riding.
Yes, yoga. He rides. In your little bio there.
Your dream team sent me your biography, Nick. I know all about you, so you have no secrets
Nick
from
is
me.
The epitome of a summer Long Island guy.
Oh, okay.
If there's something going on Long Island in the summertime, Nick's there.
Oh, that's awesome.
You heard about water that?
Lobster Fest at Sunken Meadow Beach on Wednesday nights. Have you heard about it?
No, I have not.
A great story about Lobster Fest is that Nick started going, just him and I, when he was young, little, and it was the music that attracted him. And now he has about 20 friends that join him every Wednesday night from May to September.
Mm-hmm. He's got more friends than I do.
Yep.
Yep.
What else? Think of Greece.
Yep.
Yep.
What else do you have on here?
So, Amber, tell us what a typical day for Nick is like.
So, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, Nick goes to Stony Brook, and he has classes there.
What classes do you take, Nick?
Monday, it's film.
Gym.
Film.
Oh, film.
What else do you have on Monday?
Art and music.
Art and music.
Wow, that's great.
At Wednesday, what do you do there?
Hip-hop and world cultures.
Hip-hop and world cultures.
Oh, man. I'm jealous.
You should be.
With the Friday.
What is Friday?
What do you have this morning?
Emotional health.
Yes. Do you like school, Nick?
Yep.
And then Wednesdays after school, what do you do?
What?
We go to the gym, we exercise.
Yeah.
And then what do you have on some Wednesday nights?
Dance.
You have a dance called Special Connections, right? And can you tell us about your fun-filled Thursdays?
Yoga.
Okay.
What else?
Horses.
And horseback riding. Mm-hmm.
Earlier, Donna, when you were asking about who else was on the dream team, one of the other pillars of self-direction is the concept of circles of support. And this is a concept from New York State. The circles of support are a combination of natural support and professionals coming together to wrap services and supports around the individual. So we've talked about Amber and Courtney and Stephen and Tracy and myself and the clinical team. But none of this would work without the natural support that we partner with. Mm-hmm. And that's Nick's mom and dad and his brother and sister and his nieces. That's really, we get that personal.
Yeah.
We become this a circle. And there's this seamless understanding of what Nick needs to really be successful.
It sounds like Nick lives a very full life.
Oh, yes.
Where in years past, that didn't happen for a lot of children,
right.
A lot of people with intellectual and developmental
exactly.
disabilities.
And the reason for that is that Nick is choosing to spend the day within the valued outcomes that he wants. And he has staff for himself. Many social groups that have developed out of need and concern for everybody. We have a group called Glee and Crafting Connections and all these great, wonderful opportunities for people to gather together, a lot of self-directed people. They come each with their own individual support. So if Glee is meeting from 2 to 4, and that's what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. But Nick's not there. He's here with you because he chose to be here. Whereas in previous dayhabs and things like that, he may have had to make a different choice because he would have to have made that choice within the group.
Right.
This gives him the individuality to live his life.
So this is more of the self-direction.
Yes.
That's one of the things that stood out in my head so much from the very beginning. And Barbara pointed it out to me when we were discussing the difference between dayhab and self-direction.
This is Nick's mom speaking, by the way.
That in a dayhab setting, if you have 10, 15 participants, generally they all have to do the same things.
Sure.
Whatever is going on that day, they have to do it. Mm-hmm. And Barbara said to me, well, we as adults wouldn't choose to live like that. We wouldn't want to do what our 10 best friends are doing every day in and out. And it really, really struck a chord with me that, yeah, you know, why shouldn't he get to choose what he wants to do every day when he gets up? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, he goes to work, he goes to school. Those are things that most of us do. Sometimes you don't feel like it and you still do. Mm-hmm. But in his free time, why shouldn't he make the decisions what he wants to be doing with his free time?
And Nick, where do you work?
We didn't.
Well, I'm sorry. He was working at Stony Brook prior to taking classes there. And now that he's taking classes, he's taken some time off from work.
Okay. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Barbara McNamara, who is the director of SMILE. SMILE.org is the website. SMILE stands for Support My Independent Life, which is support for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So whoever would like to answer this question, how have you guys seen Nick change? He's been in the program for three and a half years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have known Nick for about 6 years, and I've been working with him for about 3.5. I think the most significant change that I've seen in him is his communication skills, where we worked a lot with our dream team as a whole, and especially Nick's behaviorist, with expressing his feelings. And that, in my eyes, is just so important that Nick is able to express the way he's feeling and tell us, where in the past it was more of a challenge for him. And now Nick is able to express his opinions and he can pinpoint his exact feelings. Mm-hmm. And he can now come to us and tell us, I'm angry about a certain situation, right, or I'm not happy. Or he is very happy and he could say, I'm so excited for tomorrow. And
right.
I think that is just one of the most important things.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I have a few catchphrases that I tend to repeat over and over again. And one of them is behavior is communication. And mm-hmm. So Amber just really said that in much more detail. Oftentimes when we are people who communicate differently than the average public, it's frustrating. If I'm not able to express myself so that you can understand me, I'm going to get frustrated. So we do spend an extreme amount of time making sure that the people that we're supporting are heard and understood.
So in other words, Nick can express his emotions rather than just act out?
Yes.
Is that what you mean by?
Yes, and we encourage that and we work with that. There's plenty of apps that we've downloaded on people's phones, feelings apps. Mm-hmm. You know, we go from being able to...
I could use a few of those.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, I have them on my phone. You know, today I'm feeling and there's a whole bunch of faces that can describe my feeling, frustrated, angry, happy. You know, it's really, we need to understand each other.
Yeah.
We need to know what's going on inside that other person so that we can, you know, decrease those anxiety-ridden moments, mm-hmm. which then make us feel frustrated.
So if someone listening today thinks that they know someone that could benefit from SMILE's programs, what would you suggest? First of all, let me just direct anyone that wants to know more to your website, mm-hmm. smileli.org.
Yes. And on there, we do have an intake. It seems as though, you know, we've been involved in this program since the early 2000s, and I can look back, and it's a great example of creativity in the state of New York. I'm going off on a little bit of a tangent, but so many parents who have raised their children here in New York find themselves stuck here,
yeah,
because you're not going to get a service like this outside mm-hmm. of this state. There's two other states in the country, but you know that ease of retiring to Florida, it's not going to be as comfortable for some parents until they know that their children are independent and what. It's a great creative, and it really is. This program has come out of the advocacy of the parents in the state of New York. It's met with struggles, and those struggles have morphed and changed over the last 10 to 15 years, and they're still here.
Mm-hmm. Is funding a struggle?
Funding is a struggle. Funding's always a struggle for everybody. We really need to look at long-term sustainability of self-direction. Some of the issues that we have currently are looking, this program needs to be backed up by what we call a fiscal intermediary. They're far and few between right now, so we need to identify a fiscal intermediary to get a family started.
Okay.
We're struggling with that. We are working really hard at expanding those opportunities. The other pieces are that longevity in these creative professionals. Right now, we've got a small sampling of creative professionals that are here and working really hard. I've seen great example that the individuals we're supporting are successful with long-term relationships. And we really need to figure out how to keep those professionals mm-hmm. able to stay in this field.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that comes with making sure we support them in sure. their pay rate. You sure. know, they need to be able to live on Long Island and be able to continue doing this type of work for the long haul.
Well, let me ask Courtney and Amber, do you guys intend to stay as direct support professionals, whether it's with Nick or someone else? Do you see that in your future?
I will absolutely say that being a DSP has put me more in touch in terms of where I want to go with my career. Mm-hmm. So I actually have applied to social work programs, and I am looking back into psychology programs with the long-term goal of being more involved in behavior mm-hmm. from the behavior aspect of it. But ultimately, regardless of what happens in my future, I know that the connection that I have had with Nick, even if I am not necessarily his assigned DSP, mm-hmm. is one that's never going to fade.
Yeah.
And I'm completely confident in saying that we grew up together. Would you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're still growing up.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That regardless of may not be with him, you know, say as many hours as I am or something, but I'll definitely see him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't have plans to go anywhere yet. So, or like for a while. So I'm here.
And how do you feel, Amber? Do you feel like you're going to move on in your career at some point?
I completely agree. I think that this job it's not really just a job. It's kind of just a way of life. And through it, I have developed another family, and they will be my family forever. And also being next DSP has opened up my eyes to a future career, occupational therapy.
Wow, that's
so
great.
Right now, I am trying to get in an OT program. So if I do get in, I will continue to work with Nick on the side, because I've been working with him for so long, I don't want to stop
yeah,
that. And I can't
wonderful.
Imagine not.
Why?
But like Courtney said, even if in the future I'm not his DSP, he will always be a family member.
Barbara, are there volunteer opportunities at Smile?
Yes. we always accept, different volunteers. We are a nonprofit. Smile is committed to being open to conversations that will...
What for?
Support long-term sustainability of the self-direction. We're always looking to see if we can do a better job, if we can be creative and look for different avenues in. Right now, self-direction is coming strictly from Medicaid dollars.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to look for alternatives. So we definitely are open to having conversations, looking for different funding sources, looking for grants. So people that want to volunteer to help us with those initiatives, we are absolutely open to those opportunities.
Well, I invite anyone listening today, fascinated by this conversation as I am, to go to Smile's website, which is smilei.org. And we are past out of time. Is there anything that anyone would like to add before we say goodbye?
I have one thing. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Barbara, you want table at back?
I will. What I'd like to just say is also the amazing community members that have already become involved. How can the community get involved by, again, going to our website? There are so many different industries that have already discovered the relationship with people with intellectual and developmental disabilities makes for a better workplace,
mm-hmm.
makes for a better community. Industries such as Crazy Crepe Cafe and Carnival Pizza, Flanagan's Pub, Perry's Florist, Winters Brothers Sanitation. I can go on and on. Brookhaven National Lab.
Now, these are some places that are hiring people with intellectual and developmental
yes.
disabilities.
Yes, we have people that we're supporting in all the places that I've just named. And there are so many, Pottery Barn, Walgreens, CVS. They're all...
Stop and Shop.
These are places that have all learned. As a matter of fact, Walgreens did a study in their distribution centers to learn that hiring people with intellectual and developmental disabilities makes for a better work environment. Mm. So any Long
it
Island
brings industry, the kindness out in others,
does.
I think.
And you know what? Not only the kindness, but work ethic. Lowest attendance, lowest absentee rates, I should say, highest attendance rates in this population. So I would encourage Long Island business owners to contact us because we constantly have people looking for opportunities.
My guests in the studio today are from SMILE, which stands for Support My Independent Life, which serves people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We have the director of SMILE, Barbara McNamara, direct support professionals, Courtney Braun and Amber Walters, and a SMILE client, Nick Froelich from Kings Park.
Yep.
And thank you to Nick's mom, Lisa Froelich, wow, you have done an amazing job pulling together a rewarding and full life for your son with the help of SMILE.
Thank you, Donna, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to let people know who we are and yeah. what we do.
And thank you for showing Long Island that there is hope for people with developmental and intellectual disabilities to live a full life. Check them out, Long Island, at smilei.org.